This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For the segment, that song fits perfectly, right?
Right.
But our producer can't stand Alicia Keys.
Why?
Well, we've asked that question. So she put her feelings aside for the betterment of the show.
Okay.
Greg, you would be shocked.
What is that?
You would be shocked. I willingly played an Alicia Keys song this week.
That's what I'm... Ooh, you did.
Willingly.
No. Teenage Love Affair. It's like the one Alicia Keys song I like.
Wow.
I even watched the video.
We know that you don't. We know how you feel about her.
Yeah,
and everybody's got likes.
So I must really like that one.
Pardon?
I said so. I must really like that one.
You must, and you did it for our guest and where we're going with this segment. Of course, getting ready for the U.S. Open up in New York.
Yeah.
Karen Pestana. We didn't talk to Karen in a minute. Good morning, Karen. How
morning.
Are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Did you know?
Good morning.
Did you know that our producer felt that way about Alicia Keys?
No, I didn't. I happen to like Alicia Keys, but I like the Empire State of Mind there. That's predominantly Alicia Keys. There's multiple versions,
right?
And I like her version better than Jay-Z. Sorry.
Well,
Jay-Z,
we had to put up with Jay-Z because that was the only way she's gonna play it. we had to water down Alicia a little bit for Noel, but that's okay.
See.
On this 24th day. Listen, how's the last few weeks been since we talked to you since the end of Wimbledon?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right. Always busy and surprises on the tennis tour in general. A few big surprises, actually. If we start off with Coco Gauff, she had a bit of a few problems with her serve. Well, not just her serve, but her game in general since. And she has an additional coach.
Well, that's
she
what I was
going to
ask
new
you.
Yeah. serving coach.
But this is
new serving coach who is Aryna Sabalenka's old serving coach.
My question is, are you surprised at the amount of times, because this isn't the first time she's changed coaches, that she's done this many times so early on? Or is that, because I really haven't paid attention, for the ones who have had success in the sport, is that something that happens somewhat regularly, or is this she an outlier?
I'll just put it to you this way. In the last 5 years, I would say it seems to happen regularly. And I think from what I have noticed, it's happened more on the women's side than the men's side. For example, so back when Emma Raducanu won the U.S. Open, coming from the qualifying to win, she wins the U.S. Open. A couple months later, she gets rid of her coach. I'm like, what?
Yeah, really.
And since then, she's had multiple coaches. And other players, the same thing has been happening. I guess people lack patience, but people steal each other's coaches because they've helped them in some way, shape, or form. So it's like the same group of coaches keep moving around.
I'm curious about this, and I jumped on Sam because I want to do a little follow-up here. Is what you're saying sort of a byproduct of today's player? Because you and I have talked about this in your recent visits, where some of these ladies, and it's on the ladies' side, they achieve success, and we've seen from Ash Barty to a few others, they just, I've had enough. I don't want the grind anymore. I've made enough money. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to go and just relax on a yacht someplace in the Mediterranean, and they leave the sport. Or they may go and start a family. It just seems like the mentality and the approach to the sport of the, I won't say a certain group, I'm not going to say millennials or Gen Zers or whatever, but as you said, over the last 5 years, 10 years, that's been somewhat of a thing. Is that a fair way to pose that question? Because I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, Ash Barty was an exception. She accomplished what she wanted in her career. I mean, her goal was always to win your homeland slam, the Australian Open, and she did even better. She won her first major was the French Open, a surface that she never really seemed to master, and here she is winning it the first time in the first final she ever made. So to that was a shock. So winning Wimbledon and the Australian Open bonus is like, oh, I can achieve my dream. I'm worth so many, whatever, $35 million. And I'm getting married, I'm out, and now she has two kids.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Well, that's it.
Folks, no, it's not a trend. I mean, she's an exception. Okay. She's definitely an exception.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline as the U.S. Open starts in just a couple of hours. And Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama News, and she is social. Always find everything that she has, all of her great work, you can find at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. Okay, we're getting started today on a Sunday, and we're going to see our home folks in action on court, the new men's number 6 player in the world, and Ben Shelton's playing today, I believe. What do we expect from him in this tournament?
Well, I think, you know, every year he gains experience, and I think he's kind of reined in the, I'd like to say it's brain cramps or sometimes carelessness when you're coming up as a youngster and you try this and that just to see if it works. I think he's reined in some of that. And I think he has at this point, he should make the quarters. You know, we'll see. He's doing pretty well. We'll see. And here he is. He's leading off the tournament on Ash. That's a big compliment. I mean, that's huge. Also, too, he's number 6, but he's the number 2 American male player after Taylor Fritz. So, you know, things are moving up.
Fritz is also in action today, but also the player that he is just above. Novak Djokovic is now down to number 7. He's looking up at Shelton. Djokovic plays today, too.
Yes, he does. He plays a teenager, Lerner Tien. Lerner, he's been doing well for a teenager, but I really do think that Djokovic is probably going to school him today. I hate to use that expression. but it's all great experience for Lerner. To be on center court, a night match against the man who has twenty-four majors, and it's all a good experience for him.
Yeah. We got another home person that's playing, McCartney Kessler. She's a 32 seed. Shout out to Calhoun, Georgia, all the folk up there. she's going to play today. She's had quite a, she's really climbed the ladder this season. Had some setbacks recently, but thoughts about her playing up the U.S. Open?
Well, it's funny with her. She's been moving up, and it's in a way she's been moving up quietly. And in a way, that is a good thing because she can play freer, so to speak. But the U.S. women, they have just taken over, so to speak. Right now, yesterday, the USTA put out some statistics. 48 U.S. players are in the singles draw for the U.S. Open. 48. I don't think there have been that many since probably the 80s, the 80s or early 90s.
Wow.
So, USA tennis,
It is. That's happened. That is fantastic. Now, the real tournament starts today, but there have been activities and matches being played all this previous week. Talk about this week leading up to the week, because they've been the mixed doubles, the different matches and different events. That you can go out and see the stars, and the tickets are a little bit more affordable than what you're going to pay starting today. So to me, that's a chance to go the week before you can still get into place, right?
Yeah. Last week was what they call Fan Week, but it's also the week of the qualifying tournament. Now, the qualifying tournament, there's 16 places in each singles draw where they have qualifiers, and this is the tournament that you're playing to try to get one of those spots. Now, that was busy, but what was really busy was the fact that they had the mixed doubles tournament within 2 days, on Tuesday and Wednesday. What they did was they changed the format. Instead of the traditional six games a set, they're playing what they call fast four. So each set, you get to four games and you win the set. Now, it's no ad scoring. And if it's four all, you play a tie break. You can win the set 5-3 because it has to be by a two-game advantage, yes, except for the final. The final was different. But the USTA decided to invite mostly singles players. And in fact, there was only one doubles team that was invited, and that was defending champions Babasori and Irani. Now, originally, they weren't even going to invite them, but people put up such a stink about it. It's like, how could you not invite the mixed doubles champions from the year before? And, of course, the mixed doubles champions win, because the other teams, although a lot of them do play, some of them do play doubles, they're not used to playing doubles with each other. So as people termed it, it was like the shotgun wedding pairings to play in the U.S. Open for this big money grab. But in the end, the doubles team, the true doubles team won.
Yeah, we're watching. Just doing something different up at U.S. Open, I think it's fun. And my goodness, that logo, that painting, that T-shirt, the owner's Althea Gibson, I got to get me one of those. Very cool, right?
That and the new drink this year.
Yeah, well, the drink was last year.
You ain't got no new drink this year?
He's about the Honey Deuce, but the Honey Deuce has been around.
Oh, yeah, they've had the Honey Deuce for a while now. Yeah. they actually, believe it or not, I think it's on the U.S. Open site. You can actually order a Honey Deuce kit.
Whoa.
I remember this because a couple of years ago, somebody sent me one of these things, and I'm like,
oh, somebody just sent you one out of nowhere. Come on, Karen. Come on now.
you think she's...
I don't know.
Telling the fib or something?
No, but that's just cool. Somebody said
my husband and I a Honey Deuce kit.
Okay.
Nice. I don't get on that list, but Karen does. That's nice. Karen, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this opening morning.
Yes.
Absolutely. It started today, and we'll be checking back in with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you next week.
Will do. All right. Will do, guys.
Thank you, Karen.
Yep.
Check out Tannis Panorama. When y'all started talking about her husband, I shut up. You notice that, right?
But she said that, but the Honey Deuce kit sent to your house, that's pretty impressive.
Happy 60th birthday,
happy birthday
to these two people born on the same day.
Same day.
Actress Marlee Matlin.
Okay.
And Reggie Miller.
Really? Okay. Same day.
Same day.
Wow.
There you go. All right. Up next, I can't wait to hear this list. I can't wait. We gave Noelle a little assignment earlier. It's Noelle's World up next. You're going to get all of that, but she's got a little something extra. So normally she don't have it. Today, Noelle, something extra. Looking forward to this. She's going to give you the names of the WNBA year-end awards. At least they don't have one yet. They don't have one now, but they may. And these are the names that she has chosen. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.